Homeowners insurance is part of the discussion with almost every real estate transaction. Today, we've got useful tips from an insurance pro to help you make the best decisions when it comes to protecting roofs, air conditioning units, and plumbing and electric systems. And we don't stop there. Guest Blake Chapman also shares tips for buying flood insurance, boat insurance, and even renter's insurance. And it all begins right now.
Welcome to the Royal Palmcast, the show about everything real estate with a personal touch. From the production studios of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association in Fort Myers, Florida, here's your host, Jim Sandville.
Welcome to the Royal Palmcast. I am indeed your host, Jim Sandville, coming to you, as always, from the studios of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association in beautiful and very, very sunny Fort Myers, Florida. I'm here today, as always, with Mr. Jerry Johnson. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, Jim. This is Mr. Jerry Johnson, for
yeah.
sure.
Everything okay?
Everything's good. Weather is really nice right now. Yeah. However, there was an interesting internal storm we had recently in the building across the street.
Do tell.
There was a lot of water coming from inside the building from the result of some kind of water leakage.
Oh, boy.
Resulting in internal roofing falling down, flooded flooring.
Uh-oh, let's call the insurance company now.
Yes.
Oh,
hey,
boy.
Speaking of insurance.
Oh, boy. let's get an insurance person here soon, shall we?
Yes.
Really soon. So, by the way, this is the show where we talk about real estate from every angle, mainly from the perspective of the realtor. But also, you will learn something if you are a homeowner, home buyer, home seller. You're going to find out some stuff here that you can apply in your life and become a more savvy consumer, we hope. And I almost guarantee that. Almost guarantee it. I know that with today's guest, we're definitely going to learn some stuff because he's got some really, really good information for us. His name is Blake Chapman. Welcome, Blake.
Hey, glad to be back.
We are thrilled to have you. You were on the show very recently, and you talked all about insurance, particularly as it pertains to Southwest Florida, some of the things we see here.
Absolutely.
What the vulnerabilities are. But today, you're going to give us some tips in various categories of insurance that realtors, home buyers, home sellers, and home dwellers
absolutely
need to know. I should mention that you are owner of the State Insurance USA and here in Fort Myers in Estero. And you are
yes.
You're not the guy on the bus, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm not the guy on the bus. But yeah,
It's another Chapman.
That's my my older brother.
Older?
Absolutely, yeah.
Older, yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, all right. So, yeah, if you live in the area, you have perhaps seen Chapman, Mr. Chapman on the bus. And but this Mr. Chapman is also in the insurance game, as was your dad, right?
Yeah, absolutely. A long history. Actually, we have two other brothers that are in the insurance industry in Southwest Florida as well. And so doing big things. Absolutely.
Yeah, you know the business, that's for sure. Let's get right into it, Blake. I've asked you to think about a few tips in a couple of insurance categories. So let's jump into it. What do we need to know about homeowners insurance?
Yeah, great question. Well, sorry you guys had the disaster, you know, next door or whatnot. And, you know, that's always a good reminder of, you know, what does my insurance policy really cover? And so the one thing that I always say is, hey, it's really just a piece of paper until you need it, you know, or a bunch of papers until you need it. So it's vitally important that you know what's in there, at least just the specifics in the event you do have a loss. You know, how is this going to cover me? You know, and so, you know, I think the first tip is, you know, don't avoid, you know, maybe the conversation with an agent to do a review on your homeowner's insurance or your renter's insurance or your auto insurance or any of your insurance, because that review is the first thing that you can do to really make sure or feel comfortable, you know, that in the event disaster strikes, hey, you're going to be ready, you know, or whatnot. And you actually have a person that you can talk to. And so I think that's vitally important whenever it comes to number one is make sure you're doing those reviews and request that, you know. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, I think you can request that out of your carrier or your agency and say, hey, I want to make sure that I'm doing my annual review because I know things change every year. You know, not just rate, I get a difference in conditions or whatever in my policy, and I really want to know what those things are. So
yeah, very prudent. Yeah. Should you do an inventory of your possessions?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's one of the nice things about technology these days, and a lot of carriers are actually using it. They'll just get a couple snippets or pictures of your, inside the home or whatnot. And so that's a great thing to do. Maybe take a quick video of the inside of your home, kind of documenting the property that you have in there, and anything of that nature for sure. But real easy, and store that in a safe place. Even a digital file of your policy.
But not at the home, right?
No, absolutely.
A copy elsewhere in the cloud or something.
Absolutely.
Right?
Put it on the cloud, definitely. That would be tip number two. Make sure you get those on a digital file somewhere on a cloud. Absolutely. So you can access those. And then, the other thing I would say, too, with that, a lot of carriers have portals where you can go access your policy and some of your documents. And so, maybe ask your agency about that or ask the company about that specifically and make sure you have those logins and get those things set up, because it can be really a lot of self-service stuff that a lot of customers and consumers really like to do these days, or access that quickly. Maybe I need it for my mortgage company or anything of that nature. And I think that those portals can be very, very helpful for that stuff.
I was considering some renter's insurance recently. I rent, and the carrier asked specifically about photo equipment. Well, I've got a camera, it's worth a few $100s, but I have much more computer equipment and audio-video equipment than I do, and they didn't ask about that stuff. So that led me to believe that they did not intend to cover those things. Thoughts on
that? Yeah, great question for sure. And renter's insurance, super valuable. And so some of those things, there is some limitations on some type of equipment and things of that nature. So kind of one of those things is, hey, reviewing that policy with the agent and asking some of those things. Hey, I've got, $15,000 and audio-visual equipment. Is there something that I can do for that? Or is there a certain rider scheduled personal property? Or is there a personal article policy that I can purchase? So, definitely. And those limitations, they vary. I mean, some of them can only be $1,000. Sometimes they can be $5,000.
You definitely want to check.
Absolutely, absolutely. For sure, that would be the best advice, is to check that. Absolutely.
Gotcha. Do you have another homeowner tip?
Yeah, I think the big homeowner tips right now would be, making sure that the systems are updated, or there's an inspection in Florida called a wind mitigation inspection. So if you're selling real estate, or you're in the local area, or you're in the industry, you know that term really, really well. But somebody outside might be like, what's that? That's kind of foreign. But it's called a wind mitigation inspection, and it provides on homes that are 2002 and older, massive discounts. It also provides them on the ones that are 2002 and newer. Those are just automatically factored in on a 2002 and newer home or whatnot. So just to correct that, the 2001 and older homes would be the one where the wind mitigation matters a lot. And so that would be tip number one, is if you got a 2001 home, make sure that if you got an updated roof, or you updated your windows in the home that are all impact glass now, or you updated any of the hurricane strapping, that you're getting that updated wind mitigation inspection form, because that is a statutory discount that the insurer has to list on there, is the wind mitigation inspection credit. And so you could be missing out on some of those things. And so make sure it's an up-to-date copy. A lot of people in Southwest Florida region had an updated roof, and they haven't got it updated yet, so they could be missing out on some credits. So the wind mitigation is the only thing that they can do to actually make sure those credits are on their policy. So that would be tip number one on the homeowner side. For sure. And then, shop your insurance or review your insurance. It would be, and see if there's a better option for you out there with another carrier. If you do have an updated roof, or you do have an updated water heater or updated air conditioner or updated electrical panel. So those are the four things, those four systems, what we call is a four-point inspection. And those are done by any home inspector or whatnot at the time of a closing, or they can be done a la carte and if you own the home currently. But that will show any of the updates to those four systems, and that, believe it or not, can really help from an eligibility standpoint, make you eligible for a more competitive carrier. So, absolutely, I would say, review that with an agency. What am I missing? I made these updates to my plumbing system. I made these updates to my windows. I made these updates to, my electrical panel. Those are all great questions to kind of ask is there any more discounts that I can get? And what am I missing? Am I missing anything? And those are great conversations to have with your local insurance agent.
Gotcha. Next tip for homeowners.
You know, next tip is, hey, look at your deductibles and see, you know, there was a lot of times in the past when rates were a lot lower, you know, a lot of deductibles might have been a flat hurricane deductible where it's only a $1,000 deductible, and they can increase that to a percentage deductible, like a 2% or 5%, which is more standard these days. You know, or on the deductible side of things, on which we call your all other perils. So that's all other losses than hurricane. That one could be, you know, I'd say more standard would be like a $2,500 deductible. And that can provide a discount as well. And so if you've had a policy for a long time, that might be some area where you can find some savings. Yeah, there might be a higher deductible, but if the savings warrants it, it's a good thing to do.
Okay. Unless you have another homeowner-specific tip, then let's move on to flood insurance. What are your top two or three tips for flood insurance?
Flood insurance. So with the change in the national flood insurance to the 2.0 in October 1st of 2021, basically, so if you're buying a new home and the prior owner had a flood policy in place, you'll want to get that. You'll want to get the carrier name and the policy number, because there's statutory discounts. And I would say typically, you know, on some of these, it's a range, but I've seen where it's been $2,000 on some, it's been $5,000 on others. So those can be transferred over to the new owner. You know, and so that would be tip number one. If you're purchasing that home, you find out what they're paying on flood insurance, and it should be very, very comparable. So if you can get that information, if you're an existing homeowner, you know, maybe look at those deductibles again on your flood insurance. You know, with the, so all the renewals are going to start to be affected with the 2.0 rates starting here in April. April 1st will be the changes for those. And so one of the things to look at is, hey, is my contents accurate? Because they're going to really, that's driving a lot of the cost on the new flood rates, is the contents inside, not so much the building. So, you know, look at that. Maybe it's not accurate. Maybe you want to reduce that because it's just not needed or anything of that nature. So that would be, you know, tip number two, really look at the policy that you have. And then the third one would be, you know, is private flood insurance. Is that an option for me? You know, the National Flood Insurance Program might still be the very best for you, but private flood insurance very well could be a better option for you, more affordable option for you, especially in some of the preferred risk flood zones, which what we consider, you always hear the term X flood zone, which makes it sound like you're not in a flood zone. Majority of everyone else falls into those X flood zones, or where it's the probability of chance, I believe, is 0.02%. So it's very, very low on 100 years, but the it's very, very low, but it could still happen. And so the National Flood has taken a lot of rate in those areas on those preferred risk flood policies. So that's really where I think private flood could help.
Gotcha. All right. Very interesting. Auto insurance. Have you got two or three tips there?
Yes, absolutely. You know, don't get any violations and don't have an accident. How about that? But you know what? Accidents happen for sure. And I would say, you know, that's another thing to really review that policy. You hear a lot of ads and things of that nature talking about uninsured motorist. I think it's an extremely valuable coverage in the event that you were to have a claim or whatnot. And even if you weren't at fault, uninsured motorist can be extremely valuable to you or whatnot. And so check that on your policy and see, do I have, you know, and that's really at the end of the day, you buy auto insurance to protect yourself. And even from the liability standpoint, if you cause bodily injury to somebody else. So uninsured motorist is a benefit for the insured. And so that's why I would really not want to miss that one as a tip to really check that and see if it makes sense to pay for that small addition to have uninsured motorist on there. The other thing I would say, I always say about 3 to 5 years, that's when I would kind of check, you know, make sure I'm getting the most competitive auto insurance rate, or have your local independent insurance agency do that. They can check those rates for you. And, but yeah, absolutely. That's an ideal time. You know, a lot of carriers like to see some longevity with a prior company, and they like to see that your auto insurance limits are a certain more preferred level, because believe it or not, they have all the data. They know who's causing the accidents. They know what the liability limits are, and they know all, and the type of drivers and everything. So And then, you know, in the event you do have a, you know, a moving violation, like a speeding ticket or anything of that nature, you know, do the course to keep that off your license or whatnot. Those are things that will help you down the road. You know, absolutely. Deductibles is another thing to look at, you know, or what have you as well.
What deductibles do you typically recommend for a standard auto policy, if there's such a thing?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say that they range in the $500 range for a comprehensive and collision deductible, or $1,000 would probably be your standard that you would say, you know, or whatnot, somewhere in there. Absolutely.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, we are going to get a few more tips from you, but we're going to need to take a quick break first. So we will be right back after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Johnson, and you're listening to the Royal Palmcast.
Hi, I'm Karen Borelli, and you're listening to the Royal Palmcast.
Hi, this is Justin Thibault of LSI Companies, and you're listening to the Royal Palmcast.
Do you own a second home or a vacation property? Do you rent it out to vacationers? Local governments across Florida are over-regulating your ability to rent out your property. RPAC fights these regulations and defends the rights of homeowners across Lee County and Florida. Invest as little as $20 in RPAC today to help us fight unwanted government regulations. For more information or to invest, contact Kevin Besser, the Director of Public Policy, at kevin@rpcra.org.
We hope you're enjoying the Royal Palmcast, a production of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association, your association for realtor resources, services, and education in Southwest Florida. We're committed to the success of all our members and advocate for property rights, both commercial and residential. We continue our efforts educating and influencing policymakers at all levels about issues important to realtors and homeowners. RPCRA also leads the way with community involvement, market analysis, and member engagement, all of which contribute to a superior realtor experience. With two convenient locations in Fort Myers and Cape Coral, the staff of RPCRA is here for you. You'll find us online at rpcra.org and across social media, including Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, SoundCloud, and all major podcast apps. Be sure to subscribe, like, share, and follow us to stay current on all our upcoming classes and events. Now, back to Jim Sandville and the Royal Palmcast.
We are back on the Royal Palmcast, the podcast that discusses real estate from every single angle. Today's angle is insurance, not just homeowners insurance, but specific lines such as flood insurance, boat insurance, renter's insurance. We're covering it all today because we are going to take advantage of our time with a very knowledgeable guest, whose name is Blake Chapman. Welcome back from the break, Blake.
Hey, thank you. Glad to be here.
Did you have a good break?
Oh, it was fantastic.
Wasn't that nice?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was a good lunch. Thanks for you know, ponying up for that. That was good.
Yeah, anytime, for sure.
We'll owe you. Jerry, it's on you next time.
Oh, okay. All right. McDonald's it is.
All right. Seriously, though, we're talking insurance, and you were giving us some of your top two or three tips in several categories here. And our next category that I'm going to ask you to provide a couple of tips for the realtors, home buyers, home sellers, and home dwellers, and regular people like me. Tell me about boat insurance. What are your tips there?
Sure. So boat insurance, I mean, being, you know, the big thing there, I would say, just from a cost perspective and making sure you're getting the most competitive rate, make sure you're dealing with an independent insurance agency and where they can really check the markets on that or whatnot. That would probably be tip number one, because they can check all the markets and make sure you're getting the most competitive pricing. You know, tip number two would be a good hurricane plan, especially if you have the boat out on a dock or it's wherever it's being stored. So if you're having it at a marina, make sure you check with their hurricane plan. And so, you know, this can be for maybe some of the larger boats. Those aren't as easy to move in the event of a storm coming or things of that nature. But a lot of carriers will want to know, what is your hurricane plan? So in the event that, hey, there's a hurricane coming right to our area or our region, they'll want to see that that's going to be executed in some form or fashion. And, you know, that's something that we can probably help with, you know, or whatnot, and give you some pointers and things of that nature. But the Also, the marinas can help with that as well. But a good solid hurricane plan, especially on some of our more valuable boats, is just something that is really prudent, and the carriers like to see it. And you can actually get some better pricing on some of that stuff as well. So that would be really tip number two.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay. Let's jump into renter's insurance then. Tell me two or three things I ought to know if I'm shopping for renter's insurance, and I am.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the most valuable things in the renter insurance policy is it's two things, you know, and one would be it's covering your personal property. So the assets that you currently own or that you have in your rental home, you know, or whatnot. And so that can be anything from your furniture to your personal property that you own, and setting a good limit for that would be, you know, and what would it cost to replace those items? So, you know, doing an inventory on that would be really, really good, and finding out what that true number would be, and then formulate your policy that way. Tip number two would be how important the liability portion of that policy is. So that's in the event if someone ever was wanting to sue you personally or anything of that nature, that could come into play. And that liability protection, you know, could be very, very valuable. That's part of that policy, you know, or whatnot. So the liability protection that a renter's insurance policy can provide is by far worth all the money that you're paying for it. Absolutely.
What are the most common claims you see in terms of liability for renters?
You know, I would say from the liability standpoint, property damage, so theft would be some of them. A slip and fall stuff would be others. Just a lot. Anything outside of your control, which would be like, that would never happen. Those are the things I would say. You know, hey, there was a guest party and somebody got hurt when they were inside the home. And, well, I thought I didn't own the home, so I didn't know I could be liable, you know, or whatnot. And so anything of that nature, or maybe one of those guests caused property damage and you could be brought into some type of suit. Those are some of the others that we see as well, but it just protects you. There's also something that you could put on there for, you know, slander, malice, and libel as well. And
wow.
So there's a personal injury protection endorsement that you can add on there as well. And then those things are, you know, think about that. You can see it's really easy for someone to say, hey, they slandered me these days or anything like that. And so there's some added protections on there that I really feel like, it's worst case. Yeah. You hope those things never happen to you, but it is good to be prepared on.
Interesting. So if you decide to shoot your mouth off on social media in a slanderous fashion, you can be held liable and your renter's insurance could help you out.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Wow.
Definitely could.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not one to shoot my mouth off too much. But wow, it's good to know if I ever turn that it'll be there for me. You know, one thing I've learned since moving to Florida is there isn't the storage space that you have when you live in a northern climate with a basement. You have a footprint of the house, essentially, where you can store, you know, the Christmas tree and the winter clothes and whatnot. Here, people are buying or renting storage units, right?
Yeah.
Would the contents of a storage unit typically be covered by either homeowners or renters insurance?
Typically, it would, depending on, you know, the amount that you needed and things of that nature. It would. So there's a percentage of typically the personal property limit that's on the homeowner's policy or on the renter's policy. Some renter's policies actually have where you can schedule on, this is my property that's in a storage unit, you know, or whatnot. And so there's definitely that is a benefit as well. Sometimes you're in the middle of a transition and you're in a place that can't hold all your furniture and all your property and you have to have that storage unit. Yeah, that would be definitely something that could come into play and help you out in the event.
I gotcha. Okay. So we've talked about homeowners, flood insurance, renter's insurance, boat insurance. Is there anything we're missing that you feel that people really ought to know that maybe they're not quite as educated about in terms of insurance?
You know, that's a lot of it, absolutely. But, you know, I'd say, you know, the commercial, you know, marketplace as well. So that's your residential commercial dealing with your homeowners associations and your condo associations. So, you know, those are, you know, where we found some tips on there is where a lot of carriers, or not carriers, but where customers or associations have had national flood policies. Now the private flood markets might be better for them on their association and help all the condominium unit owners or all the homeowners in the area, you know. And so that's something else that, you know, from a You know, could it help the consumer as well save on their insurance as long as their association's insurance could be shopped or reviewed or make sure they get the best prices as well. So absolutely. But yeah, there's been a lot of changes in the marketplace and those markets and those associations. But yeah, definitely get with a good agent and they can review those and make sure you're getting the best pricing. There was some big association carriers that went out of business last May. So maybe your condo association was had that happen to them. Maybe that was one of the carriers. It was one of the largest. And so it's good to be with a good, solid company and do those reviews. So make sure your associations are doing those reviews as well.
So there was insolvency is what caused these companies to go?
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely just a tailing roof claims and things of that nature from and suits and stuff from the catastrophic just past years we've had. We got lucky last year, right, or whatnot. So hopefully we can hope that that happens again this year. That will help kind of help the market stabilize a little bit. You know, or what have you.
A general question about insurance for you, Blake. How big an issue is fraud in insurance? Is it getting worse, getting better?
You know, it's I think different tactics and things of that nature might take a little while for but, you know, we've got a great department through the financial services or whatnot that kind of helps eliminate that. But if you see something that doesn't look, right or whatnot, I mean, report that, you know, to them or what have you. I do think it's a big issue. I think we all do lose whenever there's rampant fraud or tactics that are not ethical or moral or anything of that nature. It's definitely driving up the rates, or what have you. And it takes some time, you know, before they can really pinpoint exactly what's causing all those things. But if you see something that this doesn't seem right, you might want to send that over and see if it's something that, you know, can be addressed, you know, or whatnot. So,
okay, very cool. Hey, Blake, thank you so much for all these tips. They are very valuable. And, folks, if you have not heard the first episode we did with Blake just recently, look that up, too.
It's a winner.
Yeah, it's very good. Very good stuff. So, Blake, how can folks get in touch with you or learn more about your business and insurance in general?
Great. Yeah, no, real simple way. They can go read more about us at our website, www.stateinsuranceusa.com that's our main website. You can actually go on there and get a quote, or whatnot, and see all our contact information, everything if they get a hold of me. Real simple way. My email address is blake@stateinsuranceusa.com. You can reach me there, or a phone number for the office, 239-567-9992. Love the chat and see how we can help. Thanks so much.
Very cool. Very cool. Thanks again for coming. And thank you, Jerry Johnson, for being here.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Sandville. Always a pleasure.
My pleasure as well. I want to thank everyone here at the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association, and we do appreciate their continuing support at the Royal Palmcast. We do appreciate you listening, too. Thank you for finding us on your podcast machine. If you're finding information you find helpful, informative, and maybe even save you some money, why not tell a friend, and we'll grow the Royal Palmcast family ever more. We enjoy sharing stuff we learn with you, and we hope to continue that. So, thank you very much. I'm Jim Sandville. If you want to get in touch with us, you can send an email to shows@rpcra.org. We'll be pleased to hear from you. Until the next time, we'll look forward to talking with you again soon.
Thanks for listening to the Royal Palmcast. Be sure to listen again every week on your favorite podcast app and visit the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association website at rpcra.org and our social media pages, including Facebook and our YouTube channel. Check out all of our RPCRA platforms and make sure to subscribe and share. For information about this show or other RPCRA productions, we'd love to hear from you. Email us at shows@rpcra.org. This has been a production of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association.